Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and Merry Christmas. It is so wonderful for you to join us here tonight, 2 days before Christmas. I know, you know, everybody's busy and, you know, we really have a short stack here on our list. So hopefully we'll get to everybody today. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and thank you for spending your time with us. And by us, I mean myself, Eileen Powers, and my wonderful, beautiful, and most angelic co-host, DC Love. Hi, DC. I love you. Are you there?
I am, Eileen. Merry Christmas. It's almost that time. And you know what? You're my twisted sister. And you know what? It has special meaning to the month of December because we're twisted like candy canes, Eileen.
Yes, we are. And just amazing what we've been able to accomplish together. Just in less than 2 weeks, it'll be 3 years that we've been doing radio together. And so it's kind of an anniversary time.
Starting our journey for 3 years in January. That is amazing. Well, I have a little angel blessing.
Oh,
so I want
wonderful.
To start off by bringing that forward. The angels bring really bright blessings, you know, to all of us during this Christmas season. And they hope that, you know, the last few days of this year, you know, are really special. They ask that you fill them with peace and joy and really reflect on all the blessings that you have had as well, you know, the lessons that you have learned during this year. And the angels also ask that you reflect on the struggles that you have endured throughout the year. And maybe like question why these times were so hard. By looking back, you may be able to change your perception of the way you view your life and the world around you. When you look at things differently, the things you look at change. Consciously choose to see things in a positive light. Soon you will see that everything around you is filled with loving energy. You create your reality. So why not choose to have a positive, loving experience, and in turn, your energy will add to the collective consciousness and make the earth a better place to live. Life is a gift. That's why we call it the present. Blessings to all in the new year. We love you. You are angels. And with that being said, we have Joan Rivers. She wanted to just stop by and say hello to the Twisted Sister. She said, "It's been a while, ladies. I really missed you." She can't believe it's that time of year again, she's saying. You know, and she's saying, "Ladies, the one thing you don't want to find in your stocking this year, of course, is your husband." She said, that's not even a gift. And I know it's not all about money during the holidays, but people say that money's not the key to happiness. I always figured if I had enough money, I could have my own key made. And thank goodness, you know, you people are living in a world where the sky's the limit. And I do mean that literally. Especially from my perspective, you can stay in bed all day, you can shop, thanks to TV. And gentlemen, whatever you do, do not buy your girlfriend or wife exercise equipment for Christmas. My goodness, if God wanted, you know, us women to bend over, he would have put diamonds all over the floor. Although I could have used a little extra exercise. So if any of you ladies are listening out there, that you have a little area that you really want to hide, here's my advice. All you have to do is wear a beautiful diamond necklace. It works like magic. It'll draw so much attention that no one will even be able to look elsewhere. While I was on Earth, I enjoyed Christmas. I had a two-story high Christmas tree. At the bottom of my tree, there was a manger. I had it all going on. There was the wise men, the sheep. And the only difference is I did have the baby Jesus, but being Jewish, of course, I had to get him a nanny. But can we talk seriously for a moment? I ask that you believe in whatever it is that makes you happy, whether it's religion or spirituality. Just listen to your heart. Everybody connects with God in a way that works for them. I personally celebrated the birth of Jesus. It's okay to live out your own beliefs, whatever they are. And don't worry about what anyone else has to say about it. Please, do not be afraid to shine forth as a light in this darkened world. Do what feels right and makes you happy. When it comes to, you know, religious or spiritual expression, You either use it or you lose it. And please remember, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is God's gift. I can't believe, you know, that 2016, Christmas time, is here again. I ask that you forgive those who may have hurt or offended you. To your friends, give them a piece of your heart. And to every child in your life, become a good example. And to yourself, give respect. Don't let the past steal your present. Let this beautiful time of year become an opportunity to pause and reflect on what is most important in your life. And clean that slate. Get ready for a new year ahead. I love you all, Joan. And we have Ginger coming forward, Eileen, and she wants to say hello to you and to your dogs. And she's saying, Eileen, I've been a really good girl. And she's looking at Joan, and Joan is shaking her head. Well, she's saying, well, Joan, like maybe, like some of the time. Joan is shaking her head again. And she's going, well, here and there, Joan. And Joan is just looking. She said, I think you better take me shopping for Christmas, Joan. So those are my messages for Christmas, Eileen.
Aw, Merry Christmas. And speaking of the three of I've filled my recipe, picked up the stuff, and I'm making dog biscuits this afternoon for my dogs for Christmas.
Oh, very, very nice. That is so adorable.
Yeah.
Very sweet. Well, Ginger said she's going to stop by and sample a few. So if you hear a little ruckus, it's going to be Ginger.
All right. Well, good. She can tell her to stop by for some cookies this afternoon.
Oh, she's going to. She's going to. That's awesome.
Sweet baby. Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, we've got a few callers here today. And so what I would like to do, of course, the first thing that we need to do is we need to drop into our own heart space and open up that sacred space, your heart, and invite in all the energies that surround you, your guardian angels, your guides, your loved ones that have passed, of course, the masters, as in Jesus and Moses and Enoch, and most of all, draw in, you know, that divine essence that we all call, that many call God, the I Am. Open yourself up to that, and we're going to do that with three deep breaths. So take a deep breath on the count of four in, hold for four, and out for four. So go ahead and take that first deep breath. And again, and one last time, really blowing it out this time. Get rid of anything in your energy space that isn't serving. All right. Now set the intention that the messages that you are meant to hear today come through clearly, so that you can understand them. And just remember, sometimes when we listen to someone else's reading, if we really resonate with it, there may be messages in there for us. You came to this call today to get messages, and they are always delivered throughout the call. So just know that you may resonate with it, all right? And my first caller, I believe possibly a Skype caller. Welcome to Angel Annie. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can. Hello,
okay.
Is this Catherine?
No, it's Suzanne.
Suzanne, all right. I had someone that had said they might call in by Skype today, and so when the 1-1 number came up, I thought it might be her. Well, welcome to the show, Suzanne, and do you have a question for us today?
Yeah, how do you do your readings? What do you need from me?
What do we read for you? You just like open reading?
I'm saying, what do you need from me? Do you need a specific question? Do you need a birthday?
No.
What do you need?
No, we don't need anything.
Ginger,
you've called in, and by presenting
yourself to us,
you've opened up your energy. That's what we read is your energy, your personal energy, and whatever comes through. It's also set through your intention, and that's why I asked everyone to set their intention, because that intention sets the energy for the messages to come through. And that's all we need.
Okay.
And Suzanne, I just want to say my dog Ginger transitioned in July, and she says you have an amazing, amazing heart. She says your heart chakra is enormous.
Oh, what, your dog told you this? Is that what you're saying?
She was with me the whole journey as I was learning to do all of this, and she transitioned in July. She comes in sometimes with Joan Rivers, sometimes on her own, but she does give readings. And she said, Mom, I love this lady's heart energy. She said her heart chakra is it's huge. So she said, you have a beautiful heart.
Good.
So is there an area of interest that you have, or do you just want to hear what the angels have for you?
Actually, I'm just open to the angels if they have anything, any good advice for the next little while.
Okay, well, the first thing that I'm seeing, I don't know if you connect with those on the other side because you're connecting with my dog Ginger, but I see loved ones in spirit, and they're around you, and they're just letting you know everything is going to be okay.
Okay,
okay. You have a lot of guidance from the other side. You have a lot of beautiful support. And they're saying, Suzanne, we're here just like, you know, when we were alive. We're still with you. I don't know if you feel like when a loved one that is crossed, if they're, you know, do you feel their presence? For me, I feel like a difference in temperature around me. Some people feel different sensations, you know.
Well, some mornings, very, very early, my laptop will turn on and make a lot of noise while it's shut, and that's usually around 3 or 4 in the morning.
Okay. Well, I am getting that you really are connecting with your loved ones on the other side is what they're saying, and they just wanted to, you know, to wish you, you know, a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and really, like, they're surrounding you and they're giving you hugs, and what I'm getting, are you still, like, mourning the loss of someone?
As far as what? What do you mean?
A loved one that has transitioned, because I'm still seeing that some, like, there's a loved one that you think about more often maybe than others.
It's transitioned? No.
They're on the other side. They've gone to heaven. They're on the other side. They're not here in physical form anymore. So
okay.
A loved one that's a deceased loved one. Is there one special loved one maybe that you're thinking about? Because I'm getting that you're holding, you know, someone in your heart.
As far as someone on the other side, I mean that my dog passed and I miss my dog.
Okay. Okay, so that's why Ginger came in, because my dog, you know, was there with your dog. Okay. I'm just trying to see what I can get here. Okay, just see if I could pick up anything in regard to that. Okay, let me see what your dog. Okay, I'm getting that you feel your dog's energy, and you're sensing that, you know, is it a male dog or a female dog, hon?
Male.
Male, okay, and what is his name?
Teddy.
Teddy, okay. Well, he's saying, I'm with you. I'm, you know, I know that you feel like, you know, that I'm not there, but I'm still here. And he's saying he feels that you know, like, it's harder, I think, when, like, you know, at nighttime when you're, you know, laying down and different things. I see, like, you know, the lights are out and everything. And he's just saying, you know, I know that you really miss me. And he, too, he's with your loved ones, and he just wants to remind you, too, that, you know, that love that you had is always there. That never leaves, okay? And he's saying that he's sorry that he had to go, and, you know, that wasn't his intention to, you know, to leave you, okay? And he wants you to know, like, he's saying, if I could be with you right now, you know, in the physical form again, I would, okay? But please know that you can talk to me, and I can still hear you. And, you know, he's, you know, he's transitioned too, but he's not as far away as you think, hon, okay? And he just wants you to remember the good times that you guys had and, you know, the funny, crazy times that you had together, and he wants you to smile, okay?
Okay,
so Teddy is
all
just
right.
Asking to smile. He's, you know, and he's, like I said, he's with you. And I'm getting from the angels, please let that beautiful inner beauty of yours shine. And because when you do, hun, Suzanne, it really, really inspires other people, okay? I'm getting that it's time for you to release any feelings that, you know, that you're holding on to. You are so beautiful, but at times you don't see it. You don't see yourself through God's eyes, okay? And the angels are saying, you know, you are so beautiful. You're perfectly created. And they just want you to know that, and they want you to really love who you are and just know that you're this beautiful, unique individual, and you're made this way for a reason, okay? So that's what they're letting you know. I'm getting, I just feel so much love, like, flowing through your heart right now, okay? And please just watch, like, what you're saying. Be mindful of the words that you say. The universe is calling, you know, upon you and asking you to be this beautiful, shining example of how love can really heal someone, okay? Suzanne, you bring so many blessings to everyone who knows you. And the angels want you to know that you're on the right path. Just continue the way you do. Use your beautiful, gentle words. You're a natural counselor. You have so much talent, and you bring joy to so many. And if you'd like, the angels will help guide you to even help more and more people. Okay? I don't know if you realize it, but even like through a normal day, just the people you come in contact with, I feel like they're so uplifted just by your contact. Okay, so I'm getting as well, the angels are calling upon you to deliver messages from them as well as your loved ones on the other side. So I don't know if you've ever thought about that.
No.
But that's what I'm getting, okay? And you're meant to help others, hon. You really have that beautiful natural ability, okay? That's what they're showing me. Okay, and we have Archangel Jophiel come in, and she's talking about unconditional love. She wants you to be that which you see, Suzanne, and receive all that you wish to give. And just know that there are no conditions or any kind of limitations in the realm of spirit as well. There's no delay. There is only acceptance, and there is only love, and there is only light. And in the, you know, in the beautiful realm, there is only that which serves the highest and best good for you and everyone around you. Okay, so she's saying in giving you, you two will receive all that you desire. Please just express unconditional love first to yourself, and then you shall have unconditional love to share with others. So she's asking that you practice being unconditional, and you will experience freedom unlike any other. And with that being said, we have Lady Nada coming forward. And she, too, is talking about what Ginger talked about your beautiful heart chakra. And she's asking you to awaken to the acceptance and divine love. Okay? And she was talking about giving and receiving in balance. And your heart chakra is opening up so much at this time to experience more divine love. And when that happens, you now have the opportunity to overcome any kind of past pain, any kind of heartaches, any kind of letdowns. And this is really a wonderful time to just cherish and love yourself and then allow yourself to be cherished and loved by others, Suzanne. Okay? And just know that, you know, really love is the answer to any question. And your relationships that you have presently, they're being brought into harmony on all different levels. So just please give and receive divine love with yourself and those all around you. Okay? And Ginger wants you to expect the best, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, listen to your angels, and you're going to receive all the divine guidance that you need, okay? So if you expect, you know, good to come, you're going to see that good does come, okay? So just make sure that you shift your awareness and just really stay positive, okay? And you're going to see, like, how this beautiful positive vibration is going to be felt, and you're going to feel your guides all around you, and they're all around you now, and they're saying, Suzanne, take the risk and expect, you know, only the best, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I hope that helps you, hon.
Okay, thanks very much.
All right, thank you, DC. That was beautiful. Suzanne, what I have for you today is, pushing buttons here, trying to settle things. What I have for you is that you've actually had some deep emotions, you know, flowing through you right now. And it really is time to find balance in your emotions. You've got this push-me-pull-me type feeling going on, and it really isn't serving you. It's been actually making you feel overwhelmed. And so you need to take a little bit of time for yourself to settle down and really, you know, talk to yourself, talk to your inner guide. As we go further into the reading, it gets more into about how intuitive you are, and it's really a light worker. But let me, which is going to really make this really clear, I think. But you've been receiving a lot of intentional messages, but because your energies aren't balanced, you haven't been really listening or hearing. You've been listening, but you're not hearing them. And so it has to do with balancing out your own energies and finding that male-female, that yin-yang, that too relaxed, too stressed. There's a balance in the middle of that, too, for yourself, which has been harder for you to do as of late. So just know that it really is time for you to do that. The next thing I have for you is that you're actually going to get some public recognition for some of the work you've been doing. I'm hearing this is at work, not necessarily by friends, but moreover by colleagues, that you're going to be recognized for some of the work that you're doing. I'm thinking there might be some sort of an end of the year talk that people say, oh, and this person did that, and that person did that, and this person has been foremost with this. It's going to be that type of recognition where, you know, you're going to be publicly mentioned for the abilities and the things that you've done. And it's going to feel really good to you to be acknowledged for the hard work that you've done and the most, you know, the beginning that you have been putting forth to work and doing your best job, putting your best foot forward. I've seen a foot forward. So really, you've been putting your best foot forward, and you're going to be recognized for that. Now, the next thing I want to tell you, though, is really to do more with you personally. And on that note, what I'm hearing is that our divine universe, our God, has been guiding you. He has been shining his light down on you, and he wants you to know that it is time for you to step forward as a light worker and quit trying to hide that light that you have. You need to shine it upon the earth and everyone you meet. Make sure you give that gift of I like to refer to it as being that Christ-like person or being that humble person, which we're not really asked to be humble. We are asked to give of ourselves, but not with humbleness, but with pride and honor. And that is to look at each and every person knowing that everyone's eyes that you're looking into are the eyes of God, that Jesus Christ can be walking in anyone, that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is in all of us, and every person's eyes that you look into are that whole being of the I Am, including yourself. And so it also means that when you look into the reflection in the mirror, that you also look upon yourself as a divine being. And with that said, go forth and treat everyone that way. Give everyone a smile. Greet them in the smallest way. Pass that forward to everyone, and you will be receiving that back to you twofold. Also know that you are actually very, very psychic, and you've been having a lot of spiritual experiences. And they're going to change for you right now, and they're going to become fuller and fuller as we move into 2017. You may have been receiving a lot of messages in your dreams, just overall, but you've got spiritual gifts that are opening
in a huge way. And you need to take the time to drop into the heart space, like I call it the sacred space, the heart. It's a deeper, finite point in your heart that is so open to love. It is amazing. And that is where our light shines from. And you are asked, and I'm being made aware that you are opening up, and you have been, but it is really going to come on strong twofold in 2017. There's just no way. This 17 is going to be, there's going to be so many light workers that really progress. It's going to be amazing. There's never enough light in the world. So just know that there's always room for more. But you need to do a little bit of study, find out, you know, there's different areas. None of them are any less or, you know, less great than the others. Nothing is more, you know, some seem more miraculous, like there's more miracles going on. But every little incident is a miracle of light in itself. So know that. You need to work on dropping into meditation. Even if it's a one-minute breathing meditation, where, like, when I open us up and we do three deep breaths, do that. That's actually dropping into a meditation. It's opening, it's releasing everything in your mind and opening yourself up just to the breath. And it is so much about the breath. But it is time right now for you to open up to that. You are a light worker, and you really need to move forward with that. With that said, this is going to come to fruition. So keep the groundwork that you need to do. Make sure that you keep the groundwork moving forward, because I'm hearing good work, victory. This is something that you're meant to do. You're going to achieve it. But just know that this path is not one that you arrive. It is a journey and will always be throughout is that journey. DC said something in the very, very beginning of her reading, maybe even before she actually started the reading, of about looking at, it was before we brought you on, and it was about being always having a good perspective of things, thinking of things in the positive, and what came to my mind is something that I you know, taught for a long time, and I haven't said it in a while, and that is we each have a story, and every story can be told as a drama or a comedy. You choose. And so always tell your story in the best light, the most positive way, with the happiest outcome. And that's the message that I have for you today, Suzanne. I hope that resonated with you.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. And have a very merry and blessed Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Our next caller is from the 203 area code. 203, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
My name is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. Welcome to the show. And do you have a question for us today?
I do. I was calling regarding my love life. I just wanted to ask you if you see things improving and moving forward with the man in my life. His name is Jeff.
Jess or Jeff?
Jeff, J-E-F-F.
All right. Well, let's see what we get.
Hi, Victoria. This is DC.
Hi.
What I'm getting in regard to your question is you really have to have open communication with him. And when I don't know, like, if you don't have it completely open, but I'm getting this is really going to help to solve many, many problems, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just express yourself positively, and that's going to help as well. I'm getting, if you guys really, like, if you can be open and you could communicate and really be honest with each other, that I see that a commitment could be nearby. But it all depends on how open and honest that you guys can be, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like he's definitely...
Are you making all your feelings known? Are you being, like, as honest as you can be?
I feel like because of the fact that he hasn't, like, necessarily opened up fully, that causes me to kind of hold back a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, just make sure I'm getting that you still have to maintain some boundaries, you know, and just, you know, stick to what you think is right is what I'm getting. But communication is the big word that I'm seeing, like, in regard to your question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you guys on the same page in regard to this relationship?
Well, as of more recently, no. We haven't talked in the past a little over a week now.
Okay.
Because a big issue is that last January, he took a job promotion and moved across the country to California, and I'm in Connecticut.
Okay.
And we've been in touch since then. I actually went to see him there, and he came here in the summer. And things, like, kind of got better, and then just recently I wasn't hearing from him too much.
Right.
Yeah, and I know he's
I just don't feel, though, like, he's not treating you the way you should be treated either, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the angels are showing, like, he doesn't treat you the way that you should be treated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you have to always hold yourself in the highest regard. You deserve to be treated with love and respect at all times. And the
mm-hmm.
angels are saying that there's not one single person in the world that you could fall in love with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But just know that. I mean, he's still in your energy, but he's got to, like I said, he would have to really step up to the plate and, you know, and treat you the way you're supposed to be treated. And if that doesn't happen, like I said, I see someone else step forward.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I'm getting this, you know, coming up, we're ending 2016. This is going to be a beautiful time of new beginnings, and there's a lot of happiness around you.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so do you just, go ahead, honey.
I was just going to say, I mean, I agree with you. I feel like things could be better. Like he could treat me better, like you said.
You know what, like when you just said your name and stuff, I sort of see you like just sitting there bored, you know, because, you know, you're not with him and
yeah.
you're sort of by yourself and stuff, you know, and I'm getting that, you know, he's a little bit maybe immature,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what I'm getting to, like he's not as mature as you are.
Yeah.
And I'm getting just, you know, just really be open to love, because I'm getting that, you know, love may find you in an unusual way or through someone else that you wouldn't expect, okay? And then I just see you just, you know, like you're just like so free and you feel like, you know, wow, this is amazing, okay? But like all of things that are, you know, they're no longer serving you is what the angels are asking, okay? And just bring back the focus on you and remember to, you know, everything starts with you, Victoria. You really got to love yourself first, okay? So
mm-hmm.
stay focused on your desires, your hopes, your dreams. Think about what it is that you really want and write it down. And just visualize, you know, your goals, your desires, and you're going to see that they're going to be a reality. But I'm getting, like, in any relationship, it's really important that, like, he really take you out, like, those date nights and everything. And that's, like, really important. So I don't know if, you know, when you guys were together, if he really did that. But I'm getting, you know, like, it's sort of like a play date. Like, go out, have some fun, go out for a nice meal. And you really need to take it slow and really, like, savor it for it to really be there and turn into this beautiful relationship. Okay?
Yeah. Do you feel like, you know, like he wants to be able to communicate with me to make this better? Like, do you see that?
I mean, does he want to? I feel yes, but does he know how to? I don't know. Like
mm-hmm.
I said, if you guys can be openly honest with each other and have, you know, straightforward communication, can it work? Yes. But if he's not going to, you know, step up to the plate and do that, there's going to be someone else waiting, okay?
Right.
What the angels are saying, you know, love you first, follow your heart, and don't worry about love because you're going to have exactly what you're looking for. And I see little hearts all in the air. So love is all around you. Just, like, go with the flow. okay? Mm-hmm. And just keep communicating and really expressing yourself, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, you know, as connecting, you know, this is a time where everything is coming full circle for you, okay? And I'm getting that this is going to bring you very happy endings. You've got to let go of the past because there's something more beautiful coming in your future. Let go, let God and the angels come in and really help you with everything. And as we're connecting, Victoria, you can do anything you want to do right now. So go after whatever it is that you're wanting, and you're going to attract people that are going to help you along the way. And the angels are showing me love and blessings are going to fill your life, okay? I'm getting that happily ever after sense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just allow the angels to really help you, and please start by loving yourself. You are going to have that happy romantic partnership. It's going to be a trustworthy relationship. It's going to be the end of stress, and it's going to be the fairy tale ending, the happily ever after, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just trust your gut because your gut is, you know, it's talking to you, and you know when something is good and when something isn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know when something's, you know, the best for you. Okay, and just please have hope for the future because it's going to be beautiful. And there are no accidents, okay? Nothing is a coincidence. Everything does happen for a reason. So just embrace this with open arms, and you're going to see that everything is going to go towards, you know, go according to your divine plan. Stay focused on the positive, okay? And when you
mm-hmm.
do, there's not going to be room for negativity. Okay, hon?
Okay.
God bless you, honey, and have a happy holiday season. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. Thank you for calling in today.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Victoria, what I have for you is, well, I'm not so sure that that relationship is going to work out. What I'm hearing is that there actually might be a better one on the horizons for you. And I'm thinking you might meet somebody new or different within the next 3 months. And what I really feel is what DC said, are you guys communicating? I don't feel you are at all, and at least not honestly. You know, both of you are holding back. And if you're holding back, if this was your true love, why would you be holding back? If you were his true love, why would he be holding back? Why? I'm sorry, but I don't know how to explain it, but I'm just, my energy is just drawing that question in. It just wants to question that. Why are both of you holding back if this is truly the one? So therefore, I'm hearing, you know, question that this is the one. But I also was hearing 3 months that, you know, someone new may come along in about 3 months. But that's really just, you know, what I, with the work I did and what I asked about that particular love life. The rest of the reading that I have for you goes on and really says that you really do deserve a very happy family life. And I don't know if you're around your family or not, but from what I'm seeing is your immediate family is actually, they really love you. You feel comfortable with them. You really find the magic in spending time with your family. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, make sure you really just enjoy that. Pardon?
Yes, no, I was just agreeing with you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the phone kind of cuts in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So I always have to stop and ask. But things are really looking up, and what I'm hearing is that you're actually at the end of a difficult situation. So if this situation, you know, has been difficult, allow it to come to an end. Not every relationship is meant for a lifetime. Sometimes relationships we're in for a reason. They're a stepping stone for us to learn a certain lesson in our lives, or sometimes it is a lesson for the other person, and we're just a conduit to allow that to happen for them. But every relationship we walk away with has value and meaning and is an experience that we take away with us. So know that all every relationship you're in for a good reason. It just doesn't mean that every relationship is meant to be a lifetime. Sometimes it's a reason. Sometimes it's a season. Sometimes it's a lifetime, and sometimes it's more than one lifetime. But every relationship is really valuable in itself. So allow
you to recognize the value in every relationship, no matter what. I've also seen lately that, you know, that you need to be a little bit more cautious about your money. You've been a little bit frivolous and, you know, be a little bit more cautious. I'm also hearing pay it forward rather than spending on yourself or buying, you know, always stopping for coffee. Instead of that, you know, drop $5 in the red, you know, bin here at Christmas for Salvation Army. Or, you know, find a homeless shelter and donate to them. Or, you know, see a homeless person that's cold one of these mornings and buy them a cup of coffee, too. I'm hearing, you know, give to the less fortunate. Pay it forward in some way. I'm also seeing angels around you that you're getting a lot of divine guidance lately and that they've been really there to assist you. I'm also seeing... do you work with children in some capacity or some way?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm seeing that, you know, you really have that gift for working with the young people. It is your divine purpose. And if you're not a teacher already, you really should go ahead and pursue that path. I was just going to say either that or counseling. I'm hearing counseling for children. That you're very understanding in that way, and so that makes this message really, really clear. It says and I'm just going to read it right out to you. Your children on earth and in heaven are happy and well cared for by God and the angels. Now that you are being asked to be this angel for children, be open to receiving all the divine guidance, all the assistance, and all the love that you deserve from heaven to help with these children. And I'm sorry, this is bringing me to tears, but that's your message for today. And I think it's more important than that boyfriend. You are doing what you're doing. Continue to do what you're doing. If you are walking on your divine path, Victoria, everything else will fall into place. You don't need to look for it. You don't need to reach out for it. You walk in your divine path, it will arrive just as it should in perfect and divine timing. And that's truly the message I have for you today.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And you have a very merry and very blessed Christmas, all right? Because you're an angel. You're an angel, and just know that. And just, you are. You're an angel. Your energy is so beautiful. And your gifts are so given. And so just know, just walk in that light and know that that is the light you have to shine upon others. And that's my message I have for you today, Victoria.
Thank you. That's really sweet. You actually brought tears to my eyes. Thank you. And
I'm sorry. They're streaming down my face. That, when I get a message like that, they're streaming down my face. I can't help it. It's so profound. It's so profound. Just know that you are doing the right thing in your life. And you are on the most beautiful divine healing path for yourself and for others that you can possibly do. Continue doing what you're doing. You're wonderful. You're doing a beautiful job. They love you. The angels love you. And that's your message. All right.
Okay.
Angel blessings.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Beautiful, Eileen.
I'm sorry. I'm so torn out. I'll bring on the next caller. You can talk to him. All right. 360, you're on with Angel Antics.
Hi,
360. Happy holidays. Hi. This is DC. Can we have your name, please?
Yeah, this is Lori from Washington.
Lori?
Yeah.
Hi, Lori. Thank you for calling in today. Do you have a specific question, or do you just want to see what the angels have to tell you?
Well, I was wondering what they could tell me about the living situation right there. Now I'm going to be tearing up the whole bathroom floor, and I'm going to be without a toilet. And I was trying to get the foundation inspected, and I called all over the place. I finally called the county inspector and the woman there.
Hey, Lori, the first thing I'm getting, hon, is I'm getting there's going to be support all around you. There are going to be people that come, and they're going to help, and they're going to support you, okay?
Okay.
So that's what the angels are saying. So please, you know, don't, you know, just hang in there and everything. It's going to be okay.
Okay.
And I'm also getting is this is sort of a time for you that you feel like, you know, you're waiting. That's the word that I heard and everything.
Yeah.
And the angels are showing me like they're stopping the clock. It's sort of like, you've been doing so much, and you've been in a hurry. This is a time for you to just slow down a little bit, okay? And
okay.
Just, you know, slow down, live in the moment is what the angels are saying right now, okay? And just while you're staying in the moment, just listen to the beautiful sounds that you hear. It could be a clock. It could be one of your, you know, an animal. It could be, you know, a child that you hear. It could be a number of beautiful sounds. Just listen to these sounds because these are the sounds of life that's going on around you. And just slow down a little bit and enjoy what you're hearing, okay? And
okay.
I'm getting that you really don't realize, like, how much power that you have, honey, okay? Lori, you have much, you know, power over your own life and the decisions that you make for yourself. And the angels are asking you to just please stand in your own power. You are a very, very powerful person, okay? I feel like you don't get the credit, you know, that you really deserve,
yeah.
Okay? And the angels are saying, please, you know, you have the knowledge you need within. Don't let someone else tell you what to do. Don't give away your power, okay?
Yeah.
Because when you do that, you can alter your own destiny in just that split second, okay? This is your life, and your angels and your guides, they're all around you, and they're just saying, Lori, you know, go for it. You know exactly what to do. You know what you want, and they want you to shine your beautiful light upon the world, okay? Live the light that's going to bring you joy, Lori, okay?
Okay.
So that's what they're asking. So I'm feeling, like I said, you're going to have, you know, a lot of help around you. And as well, you're very intuitive, so please listen to the guidance that you're receiving. And if you face your fears, you're going to see that you're going to grow stronger, okay? Look over everything that you've been thinking about, because the angels are saying, Lori, there's something that's just not right, okay? And the angels will help you to figure out what it is. I don't know if you realize how psychic and intuitive that you are. But as we're connecting, everything is heightening right now. And have you been having dreams, you know, that have been giving you guidance? Because that's what the angels are showing me.
Hmm.
So if you're not paying attention to your dreams, Lori, please pay attention to your dreams, okay? And we have Archangel Haniel. She can help you to really, like, you know, to really work with your beautiful psychic gifts. And she could also help you to work with that situation where there's something that's just not quite right, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying it's okay, you know, she realizes that, you know, that, you know, with the earthly life and everything, you know, we do at times feel worried and, you know, we don't know what to do. And she's just saying, Lori, I'm here to help you. She's, you know, going to help you to face your fears, and you're going to overcome whatever's there in front of you, and you're just going to keep going forward. So Archangel Haniel is by your side, and she's going to shed like this beautiful light on all areas of your life, okay? I'm also getting that you're connecting with your loved ones on the other side, okay?
Yeah.
Do you realize that?
Not real perceptively, but...
Okay, because
no.
I am getting like they're around you too, and they're connecting as well during your dream state. So I would ask that you just try to, you know, keep a diary when you wake up. Try to, you know, whatever you can remember, write it down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting that this is going to be a really exciting time for you, and I'm hearing the word success. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So What's that, honey? Go ahead.
That's nice. That's nice.
So please don't worry, okay, is what the angels are saying. Don't worry, okay? And mm-hmm. just make sure that you communicate whatever, you know, you're wanting to do. That's going to be really important. And then, you know, after you've sat for a while and you've had that little bit of a rest to just, you know, slow down, relax, and just enjoy your life, it's going to be a time for you to really start going and, you know, act upon your plans. And we have Archangel Gabriel coming in, and she's showing me that there's going to be a lot of abundance around you. And I'm getting that you have a creative side to yourself, Lori.
Yeah.
And, okay, and you're going to be able to manifest beautiful, you know, beautiful and amazing things with that creative talent that you have. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you put your focus on, whether it's your creativity, whether it's a career, your home, family, whatever you, you know, devote your attention to, you're going to have success. Okay? So just know that as you and I are connecting, all your emotional fears and everything, they're fading away, okay? And life is going to be really beautiful, okay? So this is a time where you're going to start to move forward. There's going to be prosperity coming for you, okay? And just invite Archangel Gabriel to come in and really help you with that creative side of yourself, okay?
Okay.
So it's going to be really wonderful. And I do see that there's going to be a lot of things going on at once, so just, you know, just take it one step at a time because, you know, you're sitting here now and, you know, you're waiting, and all of a sudden everything is just going to start moving so fast. There's not going to be any more delays, okay? You may feel a little bit overwhelmed, but it's going to be okay because you have all these beautiful angels around you, and they're going to help you as well as, you know, the earthly assistance that you're getting, okay? And just try to stay as organized as you can. And there's going to be more information coming to you, so it's going to help you. And whatever the creative aspect is of yourself, the angels are saying, you know, you should really think about promoting yourself. I don't know if you do that now.
Not really.
But they're suggesting that you should really think about promoting yourself, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And I want to see what they had over here. Wait one second. Okay, Lori, do you drink a lot of caffeine?
Yes.
Okay, can you just watch the caffeine? Because I feel like it's really affecting you.
Okay.
And, you know, talk to the angels. Archangel Raphael, he's our healing angel. He'll help you with that. And just know that prayer always works. So instead of worrying about anything, always pray, hun. And I just feel that, you know, you're going to feel like your energy is increasing really, really fast. Okay.
Okay.
And part of it is, you know, the physical side of you, and then the spiritual side of you as well is growing just as fast, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, try to surround yourself with people that have the same beliefs as you do, and I'm feeling you're growing in, like, all different areas, hon, okay?
Okay.
And my dog, Ginger, she transitioned. She went to the other side in July. And she's saying, you know, please don't worry about anything. Everything is going to get better, okay? So she's saying, you know, don't be afraid to let go of this old life, Lori. A new year's coming. And she's saying, you know, whatever didn't, you know, work for you, like in 2016, she said, just, like, push it to the side because 2017 is going to bring something really great your way.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so she's saying, you know, say goodbye, you know, to the, you know, that part of your life that didn't work. And you're going to see that all, you know, all the treasures of 2016 are going to come into your life, of 2017 are coming in your life. And she's showing me you have this divine entourage around you. Now, I don't know if you have, like, earthly animals or animals in spirit, but I see a lot of animals around you.
Yeah, I have 2 rescue cats right now, and then I have,
Cats in spirit. Well, you're surrounded with animals. Ginger's showing me all these animals around you, hon. And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless you, hon, and have a very Merry Christmas.
God bless you.
God bless. Eileen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. All right.
Okay.
What I have was, as DC said the word dream, I got the same thing. And so what I'm hearing to add with that message is to really follow your dreams and take a leap of faith. And know that you're also receiving messages while you're dreaming.
It's actually the one time that are quiet enough that they try to, you know, get some messages through to us, and hopefully our subconscious is listening. And so if you wake up, you know, upon waking, try to keep a dream journal or even just a piece of paper to jot down a couple of words to kind of trigger what those dreams were, because you're being delivered messages during your dreams. And those messages are going to bring forward and open up some really unexpected opportunities for you. And that's why it's important for you to figure out what they're telling you. I have to admit, I have a terrible time with that. It's one of my hardest things. And I know I'm getting downloads and messages all night long. And then I wake up in the morning and I wake up slowly. I don't wake up real quick. I wake up slowly. And by the time I actually wake up, my dreams are gone. So, you know, whatever way you can try to recall, good luck, because I don't have the answers for that. You know, it is difficult. But if you can, the messages you get in your dreams are amazing. Also, you've had some really some big concerns lately, and know that those are going to fade away. And that the wishes that you were hoping for, the desires, the outcome that you wanted is really going to come true. And this is just going to flourish you to where you just feel a zealous love for life. And that everything's just going to be in flow. And this actually could very well mean also of a falling in love, or even a possible wedding proposal is what I'm hearing. I've got, you know, I've got two messages back to back that are telling me just that, that your wishes are going to come true. So I don't know if you're in a relationship right now, but if so, I really feel that it's going to move forward, you know, maybe even a possible proposal of some sort. But know that part of that.
No, I don't know anybody. I can't even imagine what
you're coming in really kind of fuzzy. I think you're too close to the speaker.
I can't even imagine somebody dating me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, part of the next part of that same message is though that you have a need to balance your emotions.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's what you need to work on in order for that, for any love, you know, that a love life or something's going to align for you. But I do feel the energy is there for that. It's just a matter that you do need to balance your emotions on that. You're also going to be invited to social events. And at those social events, that's where you just might find that person. Because I'm also hearing twin flame. So don't be close to a relationship if it's time for that to come in. And even though sometimes we don't quite feel we're prepared for a relationship, moreover, that's when you really are. People that are like, oh, I'm ready for a relationship, and I'm going to go out and beat feet till I find me somebody. And there's people that do that. I know somebody that does that on a regular basis. just can't seem to be on his own for very long. You know, he's always got to have somebody there to validate him. I don't know. But know that, moreover, when we're not looking for a relationship, that's when the right one shows up. And so don't be closed to it is all I'm saying. You know, I know you're stating you're not quite ready for that, but don't be closed off to it either, because if your twin flame walks in, remember that with every reading that anyone gives you, there is always the discernment of free will. And absolutely everything and anything, no matter what the reading is, you can change that with your own free will, because you can push it away. You can choose not to go that direction. So that's why readings, you know, when people ask about timing and things and, you know, will you or won't you, it, you know, it's, we can give you our best energy reading, but when it comes down to the decision of that which you're asking, it comes to your free will, because it might align, we might be able to send that energy right to you, but if you don't choose to accept it when it comes to you, then that's part of your free will. And so know that that's in there too. But I do see a twin flame coming to you. I also see that it is for you to really choose peace right now.
Yeah.
And be very persistent in the tenacity of yourself. Like, it goes back to the one that says balance your emotions and balance your life. Choose peace, balance your emotions, and be persistent about that. And, you know, I'm really seeing you as an independent person, not choosing to be in a relationship. And when you finally align with really that piece of that and the balancing of the emotions with that, that's when I think that twin flame is going to walk in and arrive, because they are going to see you at your best, and you're also going to feel at your best, and that you have that the best of you have to offer. And by offering that with a balance of someone else who also is offering their best, great things can happen. And that's what I'm hearing, is great things can happen. And that's the message I have for you today.
That's incredible. Thank you.
You're welcome. And have a very, very merry and very blessed Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling me. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right. Our next caller is from the 609 area code. 609, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hello. My name's Susan.
Hi, Susan. Welcome. And do you have a question for us today?
I guess I just wanted to know what the angels have to say.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, you've called the right show, Angel Antics, for us to do that. So let's start with DC and see what who she brings in. DC?
Yes. Hi, Susan. Happy holidays.
Hi, DC.
The first thing I'm getting is you're asked to really follow your passion, Susan, because you're ready for, you know, what new opportunities are coming your way in 2017. Okay? I hope that you're filled with hope and, you know, you're ready for all the good that's going to come your way, because I'm getting that you have worked really, really hard. Okay? And I see beautiful new changes, beautiful opportunities, and you're very intuitive, so please listen to the intuition and the guidance that you get from the angels, and they're going to help you to take that next step. Okay, stay positive, because all I'm getting, you're going through this doorway and it says new, okay? And it's a new life for you, basically. So just please, you know, stay open-minded in regard to what's coming, and know that everything happens for a reason. Nothing happens by chance, okay? And being that you've worked so hard and everything, I'm getting that you've broken free from all the restraints that held you back previously. And you're really, you know, going forward on your soul path there, okay? You are very supported. You have a big divine angelic team with you. So please listen to your intuition. Trust and follow the guidance that they give you. They'll help you to make those necessary life changes, okay? And everything is going to turn out really beautiful for your long-term happiness, okay? So that's what I'm seeing. We have Archangel Haniel, and she's telling me, Susan, that as you and I are connecting, that you're really receiving some beautiful, powerful psychic insights right now. I don't know if you meditate. If you meditate, do you meditate, hon?
I try. I mean, I'm not that great at it. I'll put on videos.
Okay, it could be as simple as just taking a walk and clearing your head, laying in bed for a little while before you go to sleep, and just breathing and let, you know, whatever wants to come in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I do see that you are getting, like, a lot of great insight right now. So if you remember your dreams, it would be, you know, it'd be really advantageous if you would have a journal next to your bedside and just try to write down whatever it is that you remember. And you're going to see that, you know, it's sort of like little pieces of a puzzle. Everything is going to come together. Because I'm getting your dreams that you're having, they hold keys to understanding what your next steps are, as well as what the angels are telling you. Okay?
Okay.
And you really have a lot of, like I said, they're very powerful, these dreams. And I'm getting that you're going through a spiritual awakening right now as well. Okay, so you're really, you know, with the mystery of the universe. Do you feel like that's happening?
I've called you guys before, and I've spoken to you before, DC, on other programs. And you kind of gonna make me get emotional here, you know, because I kind of just want to give up. And in my mind, I hear, don't quit.
Don't give up.
You know,
such a beautiful cancer. I have you, sweetheart. You have such
a
beautiful
cancer. And, yeah, and it's hard, and my life's always been difficult. And
okay, I'm getting beautiful new beginnings, hon. You know what? I'm getting beautiful new beginnings. I'm also getting, what is your body trying to tell you? You really got to take time and sit and listen to the messages that you're receiving, okay? Because sometimes, like when we have illnesses, it's just a sign that you need to take a little bit more, you know, better care of yourself, okay?
Yeah.
I'm getting, you know, beautiful times are coming your way, honey. I really am, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we have Archangel Michael coming in, and he's saying, Susan, all of this worry is so unnecessary, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever's worrying you and everything, turn it over to the angels. They'll deliver it right to God, okay? I want you to have faith for this new year, okay? And I'm hearing the word forgiveness. Is there, you know, do you have to forgive yourself for something? Okay? I'm getting, you're such a beautiful person. And, you know, everyone is a child of God, okay? And you're a much stronger person than you even know, Susan, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, this is a challenge you're going through, and you'll have Archangel Ariel. She's by your side as well. She's going to help you. Okay, but I, like I said, I've told you many times, and I still, you know, I'm getting that, you know, everything is going in a good direction, but you've got to believe that too as well, and you've got to affirm that I know I just the very best that life has to offer me, okay?
Yeah.
And just try to, you know, try to pay a little bit more attention to what your body is trying to tell you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, now I recall, like, when we've spoken, I spoke before, like, not to let go of the conventional, like, medicine that you're receiving, but there's going to be natural, you know, there's going to be natural healing that's going to help as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it might be healing that you haven't tried before even. And
okay.
Eileen and I are Reiki masters, and, you know, if you would allow us, we would love to send you some of that healing energy.
Okay, that's great. I am too, believe it or not. I'm just not.
Right.
I'm staying in the fear and remembering old memories and beating myself down and, you know, just telling myself, well, you know, nobody cares, you know, and just.
So
love,
love you, we care for you, and you have all the angels, and I'm sure a lot of other people, if they could just join in the call, they would tell you the same, okay?
Okay.
So please, you know, keep the faith, okay? I'm getting, like I said, you know, just please, you know, think about, like I said, think about additional care besides the conventional methods as well, hon. And you've got to, like I said, you've got to just hold on to that and read about miracles. I told you that before, like read about miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I'm getting, you know, and miraculous healings. We have Archangel Raphael coming in, and he's going to help you with your health if you so, you know, if you choose to let him come in and help you on, okay? But Eileen and
okay.
I, like I said, we will send you, like I said, some beautiful healing energy. And I'm getting, you know, do you get out and just, you know, get a little bit of fresh air when you can? Because it really is going to, it's like chicken soup for the soul is what the angels are saying.
You know, I try. You know, some days I don't know what's going on with my body because I get chemo and, you know, I'm in an early menopause. I'm only 47 and
And so my body's going through all kinds of changes. I'm on an antidepressant, and I'm just,
right, because I'm getting, like, a really big thing for you now, okay? And it's, you know, the stress is bringing on negativity, and that's really affecting you, okay? So you really have to, like I said, please just try to stay positive. Read about, you know, like, you know, healings and miracles, okay? And Susan, you are such an amazing gift to this whole universe, okay? So you've got to believe that you are needed here, okay? And
okay.
God and the angels are with you, and they're going to help you. We want, like, to help you to really develop that faith, okay? Just know that you're never alone. You have angels at all times, hon. And I love you. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and I'm going to start sending that energy, hon, okay?
Thank you so much.
God bless you, honey.
God bless you, too.
All right. It was Susan, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm really locked in right now. I get
okay.
I get disconnected. You know what I mean? It's just energy wise when I do reading. So I'm sorry. I feel really. But what I have to tell you is that you need to balance yourself. You're not in balance. You need to balance out your emotions, which I'm sure you know that. It's really easy for me to say it from this end. But I'm with this. You know, she told you, you know, have you been getting outside, getting some fresh air, blah, blah, blah. I agree with that, and I'm going to add another thing to it. You need to do some earthing. I know it's cold, but earthing. Sink your feet in. If you can sink your feet, like go down by a creek, and I know it's cold, but if you could sink your feet into some sand. Go to the beach, sink your feet in the sand there. Walk on the earth, walk on the ground, walk on the grass. Lay down if you can find a sunny day that's fairly dry, even if you have to put a blanket down. Lay down on the ground and connect with the earth. It's called earthing. And it really balances out that energy that is so electrified by dealing with all that goes on in our lives. The electronics that surround us, we pick up the energies off that. We go to the grocery store, there's people, you know, arguing with someone on the phone. You know, they're having a conversation in the grocery store with someone on the phone, and maybe they're arguing, and we walk past them, and we pick up on those energies. You're doing a service for someone and someone else is mad or something, and you pick up those energies. And one of the best ways to get rid of them is to ground yourself. People hear, you know, you hear grounding, but a formal way to do that is earthing. And that's to go and spend time on the earth, take your shoes off and sink your feet in. If that's impossible and you can somehow get a little bit of dirt and put it in a some sort of bucket, I use something like a kitty litter box because it's wider. And, go ahead and put some dirt in there or some sand, even if you buy it at the hardware store. You can buy sand for sandbags. And go ahead and fill it with warm water, because cold water is just cold and it's winter. Fill it with warm water and sink your feet into it. It's another way of grounding during the winter that really, you know, it's – anyway – just try that practice and see if it helps for you right now to begin with. I have more to give you than that. But you need to balance out yourself and you need to balance out your life. One of these things is also finding the balance that a mother would have, like Mother Mary. She found a balance in life. She had to serve God by raising this child. Now you can't imagine, the most intelligent child and one with that never stayed home. I mean, this kid was up at a temple talking to the priest
This mother was going crazy, wondering where her child was. Can you think about raising that child? So think about the balance that Mary had to have. So you're being asked to call upon that Mary energy, also the Isis energy, Kuan Yin energy. Those are all the same energies. And so find those energies and try to work with them and see if that doesn't help out your balance and grounding. The other thing I see for you is that you're actually very artistic and you need to express this. This will also help balance you and ground you. By not doing that artistic work, you're not finding balance within your brain and within the what's the third eye? So what's the third eye area of your brain? I'm blank. But anyway.
Your forehead. It's your forehead.
But you know what I'm talking about. Right, right. You know, the balance out, the back, I'm feeling the back portion of my skull. And, you know, that needs, that artistic side is going to help balance that. So do something artistic, whether it's to play in clay, whether it's to get a coloring book and some of the nice, lovely felt pens and do some adult coloring. It's going to give you the freedom that you need to express yourself. You need to have the freedom to open up and release and allow newness to come in. You're harboring and holding on to old energies. And so all of this that I'm telling you to balance yourself, to do the grounding, and to do something that gives you some sort of artistic freedom is going to help release that. That's going to open you up. Also, give yourself at least, you know, even at 1 to 5 minutes of Reiki every single day. Make sure you turn your Reiki on every day. Since you said you're a Reiki master, then you know you need to turn your Reiki on every single day. If you have no client to send to, send to yourself, send to your dog, send to the universe, send it worldwide. Push that white light all the way around the earth. Push it around your house. Put it around yourself, around your house. Push it out around your town, around your county, around your state. Keep pushing, pushing across the United States. Push it on out until it surrounds the entire world. Push that Reiki energy out. That white light will heal all, everywhere. And as you're doing that, it also heals you. You do have some childhood memories that have been coming back to you, whether this is in a dream state. But there are issues regarding your childhood. And don't use the traditional viewpoints to heal those. Use those spiritual viewpoints. That's what's going to heal it. And just know that you can give it to the light. Sometimes you never do resolve the issue or come about, but you can heal it by sending it love and releasing it from your energy field. It no longer serves you. So it's time for you to just let go. It may even help for you to seek out someone to talk to about it, but make sure that they're a spiritual person and, you know, to give you just a sounding board. That person's probably not necessarily going to give you as much advice as they are just tell you to release it to light and love. If you don't, it's going to cause you great sadness. If you do, it's going to cause you great forgiveness, and within forgiveness we heal. And there is no real need to forgive others. You forgive others for the simple fact that it heals you. But all healing is dependent on you. It's not about them. It's only about you. And that's all that you have that you can heal. But know that there is different points of view. And so seek out the points of view that are going to serve you in this. And victory will be your way. Just, you know, keep up the good work and know that you're doing it. And know that the angels of peace are with you and they are trying to bring you to a tranquil place. They're trying to smooth the road ahead of you. They're trying to bring you calmness and peace and love. Do not push it away. Allow yourself to open to the experience and they will bring you more of that peace. The more you open, the more peace will bring you. And that's the message I have for you today.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. It's funny. You mentioned about speaking to somebody. I actually spoke to a counselor yesterday, and she wasn't what I needed. I did need somebody more spiritual, and you know, she was just talking about the disease and focusing on that, and definitely what you said, I
Susan,
definitely.
Please see yourself separate from the disease, okay? You're not, you know, you may have a disease, but you are not the disease, okay?
Right.
Thank you, and that's true.
Yeah.
It's hard,
and just,
you know, we live in the real world.
Right. Well, yeah, we have to, you know, it's hard because we're empaths, and as empaths, I was actually listening to a lecture the other day, and it says either you are on medication for mental stress, or you've been treated in the past for it, or you're thinking you should be treated for it. And part of that is that you are an empath, and you end up opening up to other people's energies, and they emotionally affect you. And I think that's why grounding helps release that. And I think that's why I was getting so much in messages for you about grounding yourself to deal with those energies, because they are very, the energies around us are very harsh. And so it's about, you know, forgiving, you know, the idiot in the car in front of you that keeps swerving and not letting you pass or whatever. But, you know, the forgiveness for them, it's for yourself. And so now that all the work you do is, you know, it's for you. And as you heal and you come forward, you heal others. But know that your healing process that you're doing on yourself never ends. I fall back into it. I'm telling you this from firsthand experience. Part of why the reason that I found Reiki was the times that I was going through, you know, back in 2008 brought me forward to finding Reiki and working with those Reiki energies, because I needed some deep, deep healing. And as I progress through life and I go further forward, sometimes you step back and you need healing again. So just know that this is not a destination. It is a path and a journey. And so if you feel those down moments, just remember, bring yourself back up and find those higher moments. It's a matter of balance, and it is a teeter-totter. It's a little, hate to say it, I hate to phrase it this way, but it is a little bipolar, you know, because there is that energy that pulls you one way and the other, okay? It was like when I was getting the reading for the gal. Yeah, I mean, I started crying. Now, what kind of, you know, that really drew my emotions to that side. I felt so deeply for what I was saying. Yeah, so I hope that all makes sense. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful Christmas. You're a beautiful soul. And we love that you call in. So continue to call us, Susan. We'd love to hear from you.
I will. Okay, and happy holidays to you both.
Oh, all
right.
Merry
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Christmas.
All right, DC, I have one last caller. Let's go ahead and take the 818 and give them the quickest reading we can. We've got about 6 minutes left.
Okay.
Welcome to Angel Antics, 818. Who am I speaking to?
Enchantress from California, but, boy, 6 minutes. Okay, if you can read me in 6 minutes, go for it.
Well,
okay,
you know,
so
we will get to what we can.
Just give you a whatever we get, Eileen, or?
Yeah,
okay.
Just go for it.
I'm getting, listen to your intuition, okay, because your intuition is really strong at this time. Whatever fears you have to just face them, okay? I'm getting love is going to be all around you. I'm just getting the angels are saying you're going to be swept off your feet, okay? And Eileen talked about getting grounded. You need to stay grounded as well. I'm seeing a dream of yours is coming true. Please believe in yourself. This is going to be the end of a difficult time for you. You're going to have so much to be grateful for. There's going to be financial success. You're going to have a beautiful family life. And I'm getting from the angels, they're just saying, please stop living in the past. You have to see that there's going to be amazing things coming for you. And I'm getting start each day, like, you know, just with gratitude and, you know, whatever you're thankful for, and let that start your day, and you're going to see how your day starts with peace and love, okay? And know that you have so many people that
that really love and they care for you, hon. And that's what I have for you. I want to give Eileen a chance. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I had a really hard day yesterday and the day before.
Thank you. It's going to be fine, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen.
Okay.
Holiday.
Wow. I have a lot of angels coming in. Oh, my gosh. Okay. As quickly as I can. Events for you have been moving really, really fast lately, and there's been a lot of things happening at once. And so it's been really confusing, and it seems like there's it's like hurry up and wait. But what I have to tell you is those delays are over and things are really, really going to move forward for you. And Archangel Raziel, who says to spend some time alone, go into quiet meditation, and some really self-discovery is what you need right now. That's going to be part of your own personal path because you have this desire to move on, a great desire to move on, and you're searching for something new. And this search is, I'm telling you, I know for a fact, it is for you to move forward in a spiritual path. It is going to not only grow you spiritually, but emotionally. And it's going to be some amazing changes. Archangel Raphael is coming in and saying that he can heal any physical and emotional challenges that you have right now. But just believe in yourself and know that you are a healer. Not only can you heal yourself, but you can heal others. So it is time for you to walk into this light and start doing this work and work with others on healing. Like I said, it is time for you to move into a spiritual path. I don't know if you've been working one in the past or not.
No, I need healing myself.
Well, like I told the last caller, one of the greatest ways to work on healing yourself is to learn a healing modality like DC and I both teach Reiki, and we're both masters in two different methods, and we're both students and we're both teachers. And so know that when you get on that healing path, you are both a teacher and a healer and a patient all at the same time. It is part of the journey because as we heal one area of our life, other areas or issues come forward that need healing also. It is a continuous basis of journey, not destination, which brings me closer to that this is your divine purpose, and don't let anything take you away from it. You have an important life purpose, and it involves communication along with working with different types of arts. Don't allow any insecurities to hold you back.
Okay. No, I'm a natural promoter and a connector, and I am with musicians and artists and things like that. Maybe that's what, when you said healer, I thought healer is medical. So there's different forms of healing.
Yes, exactly. And that's why I said
fit into that. Okay.
I'm seeing that pull forward for you because how many people have been healed by music? How many people, healing is a vibrational resonance. And what is music? What is paintings? Paintings, you go up and you look at a painting and the joy that you receive from it, the visual beauty that you receive from it is a visual vibration. And so know that that is part of the healing arts. So you are to work with the healing arts within music. And so don't allow any insecurities to hold you back from that. Ask Archangel Gabriel to help you with that. She's the Archangel that helps us communicate. And like you said, if this is a audio, art, and communication with that music and the vibration of that music is very important to bring you further forward. But that's the path that you are to lead.
Wow.
And there may be some challenges, but you can.
Wow.
That's the message I have for you. Did we fit it in in time?
Well, you're echoing what the universe is telling me. It's just that it goes both ways. I know about vibrations. I know about I know too much about what the other side of it is, the danger and the, because I've been hypnotized by vibrations and words, and a Reiki master was a spiritual vampire who, someone told me I had to go through all of this initiation, whatever it is, to be able to know who I am, to find sight,
no.
whatever sight is? Huh? No, you don't believe that? You think
I
was just a devious person?
No, it's more like I'm saying, oh, no, they're totally wrong. That's not right.
No, they're not right. So
no,
I didn't have to go through all that suffering with that person.
Right.
They just took advantage of me. Uh-huh.
Right. No, no. You come around, you know, you listen to our show and you come around and listen to DC and I. We will show you that it is only done through light and love. All of your growth and all of your experience is your growth is through you. You don't have to go through anything. Yes, we do attunements, but in our attunements, both DC and I, the only thing we deliver in attunement is more light. We bring more light into your light body, and that is all that you need to work with is the divine light and love.
Both
of us are always willing to help people and give them direction on what you can do. Have you connected with both of us on Facebook?
No, this is the first time, but you see, I was told recently that the reason I went through all what I went through with this, if you know what a spiritual vampire is, a Reiki master, he saw in me what he wanted to see, and there was more than that, another one after. So the thing is, and sociopaths. So the thing was, they told me recently the reason why I had to go through all of this was initiation to find my way. And, you know, this is what this one person thought. I thought I was going to die yesterday because this person said, this is how you get to heaven. I says, what, you mean I'm going to die? You know, I'm preparing you. This pain I'm feeling is to go to heaven. I really thought, I didn't understand what he was saying. I thought, okay, tomorrow's my last day. I'm dying, you know, and someone says you're going to heaven. I took it the wrong way, huh?
Sweetie, I didn't get your name. What was
Enchantress.
Enchantress. You know, I have a lot that I can share with you that just to help you protect yourself from people like that. I'm sure DC does too. I've written down your phone number. If you don't mind, I can take an opportunity to call and talk to you. I don't want to talk, you know, too much on
the
phone.
Would you do that? I would love
it.
That would be a gift to me because too much
information. I hate for anybody to be taken advantage of. And just a few kind words and a little direction from someone that I promise you I will send you safely in directions. And if you want DC to call or, you know, either one of us, I can give her your phone number.
Who feels that they could be of help.
Yeah.
I appreciate
Both
it. It would be a gift to me.
Only work in love. Yeah.
Anybody
that gives you a guilt trip about you have to do that, you have to go through this for whatever, and it's not a positive experience, or not working in the light. And there is people that fall out and fall back in because there is energies out there that even though we work in light, you can be overtaken if you don't really protect yourself. And these people might have some adverse energies that are trying to work through them right now. I don't know, and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it just didn't sound like a very positive experience for you.
Well, I already went through it, so I went through that, and I was hoping that that's it. But that's how they said it was initiation. But I want to hear your point of view, and I know I knew it would be longer than 6 minutes for you. No one can have six minutes with me.
Only 3 minutes after, but yeah, but in the first 6 minutes, DC and I gave you a heck of a reading, right?
Oh my God, I almost fell off the couch. So, yeah.
All righty. Well, we're going to go ahead and close the show, and thank you for calling, and I will give you a call back a little bit later this afternoon. I've got to get
a couple
things going on.
Okay, vibrations of love to you. Thank you.
All right. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us today. I want to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. I love you. And DC, you are always in the sacred space in my heart. Thank you so much for being an angel of light in my life and being a blessing of Jesus Christ, of God, of the Holy Spirit, all the angels and saints, all the masters and all the guides and guardians, and being that light in my life, DC. I love you and Merry Christmas. And Merry Christmas to
all.
Oh,
I love you, Eileen. I can't imagine not having you in my life.
And may the host of angels fill your life with joy and bliss, and may Christmas be everything that you've, you know, wished for. And we at Angel Antics are wishing you the most blessed holiday. Happy holidays, Eileen. I love you.
I love you, too. Merry Christmas, everyone. God bless. I love you.
God bless.